Dad still did his disappearing act with some of the men. Sometimes they returned in good moods, like in the early days. But more and more often, I noticed Dad looking tired and worn out. The men weren't so happy either, often arguing and sometimes even swinging fists and lashing out at each other. Dad still had the most amazingly huge muscles in his legs, though. But he seemed a little slower, and we saw less and less of him now. He'd sleep for days after they'd returned from wherever they'd been, his weary head tucked tightly over his huge back legs, and his big brown eyes firmly shut. I'd stand outside his kennel and watch him. That's when I noticed the funny blue marks in his ears, like he'd been stamped, 3 letters in the left and 2 in the right. I wondered where they took him in that van. Why couldn't we go too? I was always so relieved to see him trot over to us a few days later, fully recovered and his old happy self again. I asked him once, "Where do you go, Dad? Where do they take you?" He looked at me long and hard and replied, "I ran, laddie."
"You ran?"
I asked him, puzzled.
"I love to run. Let me come next time. I'll run with you," I said excitedly.
He turned his face away, then looked back at me with huge sad eyes. "I know you can run, lad. I've seen you in those fields. You're fast and you learn quickly. You just make sure you keep them happy, laddie, for as long as you can. Do what they ask of you and you'll be fine. You catch them their rabbits and hares, if that's what they want you to do. Make me proud. And I'll keep running, for as long as I can. Okay, laddie?"
"Okay, Dad," was all I managed before he nuzzled me fondly around the ears.
So that was it. That's what Dad did when he was away from us. It didn't sound too bad. Running through beautiful fields and meadows, woodlands and uphills. I bet he was the most tremendous runner with those legs. I easily imagined him flying past us and not able to stop because he'd be going so fast. Well, if it made the travellers happy, that was fine with me.